Welcome, everybody. Thank you for joining the show.
To Millie and the Monkey? I'm Dax.
No, not Millie and the Monkey.
What are we?
This is Linny and the Rabbit. As usual, we have the most ultra special guest ever. Me.
Yes, and...
Say hi, me. And hi. You're, that's enough of me.
You're messing all up right. The whole thing.
Now, the other person we have is Dax. Dax, do you want to say a few words?
Yes, I want to say the words.
And that's enough about Dax. Dax, that's so hilarious. Very typical. All right, that's been our show, everybody. Good night.
Bye. All right, so yes, what we're going to talk about is, I think something that we've, as just being alive, everyone's thought of. What would you do
with
if
the Klondike
you could go
bar?
Back in time?
Oh.
Yes.
Can I go back in time with the Klondike bar?
You could go back in time to the point where the first Klondike bar was invented, go kick that dude in the nuts, and it just rub the Klondike bar all over your body, screaming, "This is what I do! This is what I do!" And then, you know, disappear and just scar that guy for the rest of his life.
Well, I doubt he'd make any more Klondikes after that, so can't do
I don't
that.
Know. Maybe it awoken something in him. Maybe he was like, what would I do for a Klondike bar?
That's what started it.
Yeah, exactly.
Went back in time and did that shit to him, and he's like, holy shit, look what these people do for our Klondike bar. What would you do for one, Bill?
Yeah.
My nuts are pretty dry, Bill.
Well, I'll go get the loop, sir. But yeah, so what would you do if you had the ability to travel through time? What would be the thing you did?
You know, I don't know, man. I'd be scared to do anything because you're kind of taught like, oh, don't go messing with time when you go in the past, you know? Because then, like, what happens if you do something that, like, kills you in the future and then you just stop existing?
All right, I'll give you a free pass then, like, where you're going into the past. You're not really going into the past. You're going to, like, an alternative universe past. Sort of like fucking the Dragon Ball Z Cell Saga bullshit.
Well, that's kind of my other point. Like, let's say that's the other thing. Like, let's say you go back in time, right? And then you alter something. You didn't fix your timeline, you just created a new one.
Right.
So how does that actually fix anything?
Doesn't have to necessarily be about fixing. It could just be about learning, studying the cause and effect of certain things so that you can better understand why things happened and who were the significant players in those roles. You know what I mean?
I do.
So it would just be like a simulation that you could just run over and over again to see what the hell happened, where you'd be like, well, I think that, you know, if you eradicate slavery, go back in time, bring me a fucking tank, and then end slavery before it even fucking begins. And then you go into the future and America is all country music and everyone's depressed because country music sucks.
Wait, isn't that America right now?
Yeah, kind of. But you know what I mean?
Yeah, okay. So here's the thing. I would like to say if I could go back in time, I would do great things like, I don't know, kill Hitler or, you know, stop a whole bunch of shit or be like, hey, I could do this for this person or I could stop people and I could prevent certain elections from 2016.
Yeah, I always like that the idea though of I'll do the good thing and go back and kill this guy.
Yeah,
when
right.
It was like when it's like, wait, there's plenty of other things that you could do to him besides killing, you know, or you
give him a good childhood
and be like, yeah, give him a good childhood, you know, sit with him and be like, damn, son, those paintings are really good. You should fucking screw what those artists say. You should continue this. You're a damn good artist. And I believe in you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But or when it's always directly to like, nah, man, I'm going to kill him. I'll slit his throat when he's a baby in his crib because that's the right and righteous thing to do.
So, yes, I would either do something justified like that, but or I'd like to say I do. But honestly, I would probably do shit just to fuck with past me. Like, I don't know, go and like pre-bang every chick that past me is about to, you know, encounter. Mm-hmm. That way, when he does encounter them, it's like, oh, yeah, I remember from the other day. And he's like,
yeah, I remember screwing an older, fatter version of you just a few days ago.
No. In this fantasy, I have to be in shape.
Oh, okay. So that's a little asterisk sign there. Time traveling, I'll be in shape. I'll time travel back to the point where I was starting to eat, whoop my own ass, and then be in shape.
Yes. Yes. Oh my God. Yes.
Yeah. Good stuff. Okay.
Every time I go to eat something, just pop out of something random and just smack it out of my hand. Give myself some type of like PTSD, like some type of scared shit where every time I go to eat food, I'm like, oh God, yeah. I'm going to pop out of the wall again. That type of stuff.
Some people need that. Some people do.
I don't think I would do anything good with being able to go back in time, though. It's fun to think like, oh, I would do this, and this. But we're selfish creatures, and I'm pretty sure I would do a whole bunch of selfish shit.
Yeah, dude, my curiosity would be what gets me. Like, I would just constantly go back in time, fuck with something, then go to the present, the alternate reality present or whatever, just to see what it did. You know what I mean? So then I could hop on internet forums and be like, nah, bitch, I went back in time and I changed this thing, so I know it's right, you wrong.
And they'd be like, what are you talking about? That didn't happen. You're like, no, son of a bitch. Now I have to take you back in time with me. But wait.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Or like go back in time and all that weird shit. Like, okay, everybody, no matter what your belief system is or whatever, has had something happen. Like for me, it's countless times throughout my life. Shit that I can't explain. Mm-hmm. I'm sure there is a scientific, logical explanation for these things having happened. I just can't come up with
right.
it. So I would go back in time and try to study what the fuck was going on in that like instant and be like, what the fuck caused this thing?
Right. Yeah, that supernatural stuff and everything, I'd want to believe in it. It would be great, but I understand that it's probably because my human ability, my brain is fallible. My eyes and ears are fallible.
Mm.
Any of the information that I think that I can 100% rely on, I can't. Because it can be fucked up, you know? So, like, your brain could just have been like, and then you saw something and it just wasn't there because your brain just fucking had a fart for a second.
So, I try to explain that shit away all the time, and we'll talk about that in another subject.
Mm. Oh, you're just going to stop there? Cool.
okay, no, fine, fuck it, okay. So, I was a little kid, right, and I had this little, this little, like, stuffed animal dog. Mm-hmm. It's like a Dalmatian. You squeeze its ear, and it would fucking bark these little, like, Christmas songs, right?
Right.
And we had, like, this really bad electrical storm, and, like, it was, like, they were, like, my parents, like, oh, no, nobody can be upstairs, because, you know, they're saying, like, tornadoes and shit, so get down to the bottom stairs of your house, blah, blah, blah. So, I run upstairs to grab... Fuck, I don't remember what I went upstairs to grab. Probably some book to draw or something. And I'm looking for something, and all of a sudden I hear like this faint, like fucked up, like, and I'm like, what the fuck is that? And I like sitting here looking all over my room, like, what the fuck is it? And then it hit me, like, I know that thing. And I look down where the fucking thing is, and it's just sitting there trying to like bark out a song, but like all like fucked up. Mm-hmm. And I was like, yo, that's creepy as shit. I'm gonna pull the fucking batteries out you, and I will deal with that later. So I rip the motherfucker open, I go to take the batteries out, and the batteries are already fucking out. And I'm like, nope, threw that shit and just walked right the fuck downstairs. Mm. Never was able to explain that. I'm sure there's a logical explanation because there was an electrical storm. Maybe there was some current somewhere. I don't fucking know, but my logical brain could not handle it when I was younger. So I had several shit like that happen, and my response is always the same. Nope, and walk the fuck away.
Yeah, that's a good response. You know, that has always given me, like, for me, it's a sort of this double-edged sword because it gives me this great ability to fight off fear, you know, walking in the dark or in some place of old fucking supposedly haunted houses on all those creepy places and everything. I can walk through there and I have this, you know, like, okay, I know ghosts and all this shit don't exist, so I'm fine. And another plus is if ghosts and all that shit do exist and they somehow attack me, I get to die with my last moments knowing that fucking like magic and shit is real. And that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of worth dying for knowing that, oh shit, the universe has all this mystical and cool shit going on too. It kind of makes the whole world seem a little bit more amazing. And then, you know, you get ripped apart by whatever ghoul or monster is there.
the ghost is in the middle of choking you out and you're smiling like, do it, motherfucker, I'm coming for you.
Yeah, it's like, holy shit, so does this mean Ghostbusters are real? Oh.
Yes.
Yeah, you know, you got to look on the bright side for both of it. I don't know, that's comforting to me to think if I get murdered by a monster to be like, oh shit, monsters are real. That's fucking boss.
I would agree with that. Like, I've always thought, like, people are like, oh, wouldn't you be so scared to see a ghost? And I'm like, no, motherfucker, because it tells me there's something after this.
Yeah. It's like, oh shit, I have this whole new mystical thing to devote my life to because fucking ghosts are real.
Yeah. But anyways, back to time travel.
Yeah, back to time travel. Now that we've talked about ghosts. Yeah,
so maybe the ghosts that we're seeing are just future us learning time travel and coming back and fucking with us.
That, yeah, would time travel, we can only time travel as spirits.
Mm.
Ghost dicks.
Or it's just like 80-year-old us's being dicks.
That's true. Oh, that reminds me of, I think, one of my fucking favorite comics that I've ever seen. Is like this little kid in his room playing with a bunch of toys and the fucking Flash and a time machine appears in there and the dude walks out and he's like, I'm you from the future. And the kid looks up. So, oh, what do I become? The guy leans over, locks the door. A pedophile. Oh, God.
Although, of all the people to get molested by, I would say getting molested by yourself is probably best case scenario.
I don't know. I've seen the size of my junk. That's something I want to deal with.
So many jokes come to mind. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Anyways, I don't know. That'd be interesting, too. Go back in time and just tag team somebody with your past self. That'd be interesting.
Oh, yeah. I've watched, what is it, Naruto, that whole shadow clone thing.
There you go.
Come on. And it's legit canon that he, like, remembers and feels everything that his clones do.
There you go.
So, you know, boom, you are every man in the gangbang.
Get some Dr. Manhattan action.
Yeah. The shit would be fucking amazing, right? Because I've always liked the idea of, you know, just banging a woman into pure and utter submission. But sometimes I don't have the 3 or 4 hours that requires from one man, you know? I have to get some water, got to recharge a little bit and all that. But if I am just 15 other dudes, boom, wear her out in fucking 20 minutes or less.
There you go.
Right? Just go full steam once you tire her out, you know, start from getting that cramp in the side. All right, you off, next one in there, full steam, go.
You just gotta make sure nobody misses and gets in there too early. No, God, I'm still here.
Son of a bitch, man down, man down.
Man deep down.
Oh, God. Yeah, man deep down. Oh, no. If he disappears, that means all of us are going to remember that. No. I'm sorry, man. You got to go into the dungeon. You live forever.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh. Oh, what a terrible fate that would be.
Being the one and only locked in a dungeon with that knowledge.
Oh, no. I would imagine there'd be several of the clones down there and everything that are, like, stuck to live forever so that you don't live through whatever terrible shit they experience.
Oh, God. You watch My Hero Academia?
Some of it, yeah.
Have you seen Twice?
No.
He's a villain who can, like, make infinite copies of himself, but then he goes crazy at one point because he doesn't know if he's the copy or not, so he's scared to get hit and take damage because then he's worried that he'll disappear. So, what if you're one of the ones locked in the dungeon? Do the other clones think that you're a clone? Oh, God.
Yeah, you know, happened.
No, I don't know if it happened. I'm just saying, like, your scenario there.
But actually, that reminds me of Rick and Morty. Because they did that whole fucking episode with that shit.
Mm.
Have you watched Rick and Morty recently?
No.
Oh.
I've only seen like 5 episodes of season 1.
Oh, okay. Well, fair enough. They went over something like that where, you know, he builds a decoy family, which is like a clone family because he has so many enemies that would try to kill them. But the decoy family ended up making their own decoy who ended up making their own decoys. And now they have to figure out, wait, am I a decoy or am I the real one? And they end up start killing each other. The decoy families are murdering each other and it's all fucking crazy.
Jesus.
I could see that happening with shadow clones from a gangbang.
What'd you do? I jumped in too early. Went up his butt. Oh God, you've got to die first.
Wait, so you would have the, you'd have to have the guy that jumped in early and the guy that didn't get out of the way in time. All right. Clearly the guy that didn't get out of the way in time, you don't want that one. And the guy that jumped in a little bit too early, you don't want to know if he felt good or not. Right? You don't want to learn that about yourself.
Or you do. Hey, self-love is okay, right? Oh, God. Nothing wrong with a little self-love, bud.
That's a little more than a little self-love. It's kind of, it's getting there up in the echelons of self-love.
No, you got in too early. No, no, this feels pretty right.
Oh, God. The worst. Okay. So, like any man of good standing, I know that you probably enjoy hentai from time to time.
Perhaps.
What is the weirdest category that you actually get down to?
The weirdest category?
Yeah. Because, you know, hentai can get fucking wild. Anything that you can think of, it exists.
Well, that's rule 34, yeah. Now, are we talking, like, just, like, any type of cartoon shit? Or, like, are we talking strictly, like, hentai, like, anime stuff? Like,
no, it could be fucking anything. Any sort of, like, you know, the tags that they have. Oh, this is, oh, there's a cat girl, or she has fucking three tits, or this one, she has horns and fucking a crotch tattoo. Or any of that.
Let's see. You know, I'm kind of vanilla when it comes to that stuff. So probably monsters, maybe.
Monster girls?
No, monsters like...
Or actually monsters.
Monsters like banging girls.
I got you.
Yeah, like you have the poor elf who's stuck there, like, getting banged by, like, the orcs.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. Then let me ask you then, if you were to go into a fantasy world, like the isekai nonsense and everything, would you mind being a monster?
I don't know, man, because it seems all fun and games, but I'm pretty sure nothing ends well for those monsters.
Well, I mean, sure. I mean, depending on what your isekai fantasy is, there could be all sorts of terrible things, right? But would you be okay if, like, you just came back as a monster and you had to live with that? You were an orc or fucking some other weird monster?
Probably.
Probably? Right? I'm right there with you.
Yeah.
There's something about the idea of, like, losing your human shape or human body becomes more freeing, right?
Mm.
Why are you getting all fucking serious over there, man? I'm fucking talking shit.
Well, You got me wondering now. Do I get to choose what type of monster I'm going to be? Or is it just like...
Sure, man. It's an isekai. You get superpowers, whatever the fuck you want.
Oh, 100%. I don't give a fuck then, yeah.
Right? Yeah, like, I learned that about myself because I had fucking years ago. I had this dream, the best dream that I ever had, and I was one of the aliens from the movie Aliens.
Nice.
Right? I was crawling through a bunch of pipes in the sewer and I broke up into like the surface and I looked out and there was giant fields upon fields of like wheat or whatever grass flowing into the wind and the earth was peeling up like an orange peel with pieces floating into the sky and all of them had like wind blowing through them going off into the cosmos and it was the most freeing, like open, I didn't have a care in the world type of experience and I was like, wow, this is amazing. Then I woke up and was sad because I was just me stuck going to fucking high school dealing with all that bullshit. That was my closest LSD experience that I had without ever being on LSD.
Yes, LSD. Without actually, quote, being on LSD. So what about you? What is your freakiest hentai shit?
The weirdest one for me, because, you know, I'll get into, like, all of the fucking gangbang and all that nonsense, sure, if it's fucking hentai, go into it.
Right.
Real life stuff? Like, not so much, but I don't know why. With hentai, it's like the fucking crazier, the better.
You know, it feels like it's not... It feels like it's okay in hentai, though, right? Like,
yeah.
Yeah, it feels weird, but because, different. Like, yeah. Okay, I'm with you on that.
Right. There are certain things in hentai in reality that just don't mix well. Even if you look at the proportions of women If you had a woman that was proportionately the same as they are in hentai, in real life, they would look monstrous and strange. But for some reason, your brain can just handle it when it's in drawn form. So it's fucking fine.
Yeah.
But for me, one of the ones that I thought was like, I don't know, sparked something was there's a category, what is it called? Multi-penis. Where a dude, one dude, but has two penises, right? So he can bang multiple women at the same time, or have like, you know, girl sucking and jerking both, or two girls both sucking. And I don't know why, but something about that is like, I want that. That it
greed.
I guess a greedy portion of me that's okay with being a monster wants the double dong, because it'd be like, whoa, one is great, two would have to be like way better.
well let me ask you this then. You get the double dong, but they become two average size dongs instead of whatever you have now.
Oh, god damn it. don't put me through this type of stress. Okay, well then first, what's the average?
I don't know. Whatever the average is in the United States, which is like, what, 5 inches or something like that? Let's be fair.
No.
What? No, what?
Okay.
What were you going to say?
I'm just going to say anything under 6 and I'm no going.
All right, fine. Let's say 6 even.
6 even. If I get dual 6 evens, I think I would go for it. Maybe.
Yeah, because then you could just like double them bitches up and put them in the same, you know.
Right. There's a whole bunch of things you could do. But yeah, it's hard to give up, you know, old big iron here.
Now, would they be like side by side, or like one on top of the other?
Yeah, there's multiple categories there, and it's I've spent a lot of time thinking about this, and I'm just not quite sure, because if you do the one above the other, then you can do the double penetration, right?
Mm-hmm.
That would be way easier,
right?
But the side by side, you would get the blowjob action much easier.
Exactly. You could be hella weird and be like, is that a tail? No. Suck my back penis.
A back penis? I don't think I'd want a back penis. That would be a little oof.
Walking around, what's that near the top of your head? Don't worry about it.
In the end, though, I think I'd go by the side-by-side.
Side-by-side?
Yeah.
So you'd go for the visual and feeling, like the visual, god, what's the word, the visual, like pleasure and the feeling of the blowjobs,
right? And also just my own personal experience, very few girls want to go the DP route.
That's also true.
Yeah, I've they're way more on the blowjob category than on the other side of that, so you know, my chances are just better of getting more use out of that one.
But I think if you have two penises, you're probably going to run into women who are a little more willing to try, because, like, well, they're both kind of there.
Well, yeah, if you become, like, famous as the two-penis man, you'll have adventurous girls coming out of the woodworks.
Do you not plan on becoming the famous guy with two penises?
Well, you know, now that you talk about it, say it like that, maybe I would. Maybe that would be my... Can we change this to the two-penis podcast? Become famous that way?
There you go. Yes.
We're the same person, or... We just have two dicks on different bodies, but the same person, so it counts as two dicks.
Yes. You just named the podcast Two Dicks.
So, yeah. Two Dicks. Okay, what the hell were we talking? Yeah, okay, so that would be what I would do.
Okay.
I forget my train of thought going on here. We went from fucking time travel to ghost to...
I don't know how we went from time travel to there. Yeah, I don't know how that jump happened, but it happened.
Yeah, it works. Oh, so another really human thing, maybe more for males than females, but especially like back in high school or when you're younger. How many times did you fantasize about being like the hero? Like, some guy burst into the room with a gun and you're the dude that does something, or, you know, like an emergency situation and you fucking like save everybody. How often did you have that daydream, or did you?
I had that daydream, but not It wasn't always like saving everybody in the room. Sometimes it's just like, all right, I have a bad habit. Like anytime I meet somebody, I'm sizing them up. Like, okay, if this person, is this person a threat to me? If so, how and why? And how can I counteract that? Do they have two penises? That's something I need to know because, you know, that's going to make me fight a little harder if I think there's a lot more at risk, you know?
Yeah.
But because I only got one hole, so, you know, we're not going to go there.
Where does the other one go? Into the gooch up there? Well, how does that work?
I'm not trying to figure that out. So I need to assess all these things when I'm meeting somebody. I'm like, okay, so basically to the nicest way I can think to put it is every time I meet somebody, I'm thinking of what the best way to take them out is. And what I need to do in that moment, like what's around me, you know, who's around me, is anybody else going to get in my way? So I think about stuff like that. So I'm like, so if I'm ever sitting in a room, I'm like, okay, if someone just like, you know, started shooting right now, I do think about like, oh, how would I stop them? But it's never like, oh, I want to be the hero. It's more of just curiosity of how would I stop them? Would I be able to? Or my best bet to be to just dip out in the chaos?
I see.
In other words, I think I'm a bad person. So anyways, how many times did you think about that?
That's perfectly fine. I think now that I'm older, I'd probably go with more of the dip out situation as well. But it was when I was younger, I think craving more attention and also lower self-esteem. Mm-hmm. Like I have to make myself a hero in order to be worthy of anything. So in my fantasies, like, oh, I have to all defeat them or be wounded. And, you know, that will somehow elevate me and make me more respectable, when it's like, fucking who cares?
I mean, that's a tough one.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
When in reality, the more I think heroic thing would be to live a life and do things in your surroundings that would just prevent something like that from happening. It's much less, you know, hero jerking off, but everybody, you know, if you need a hero, then something has already failed.
Yeah.
That's kind of what my mentality is now. Where like, you know, these people that would have become heroes and stuff like that, they should have never had to be put in situations where they've had to choose to be a hero. I mean, I'm glad that they did it and they had the grit to do it, but I'm also sorry that they'll have whatever PSD and other shit they'll have to deal with because of it. You know, that type of thing.
I mean, yeah, that's fair. And that's another thing, like, so that's the other reason why I question whether or not I'm a good person. Because everybody's like, oh, if I had to kill this person because they were doing something wrong, I would, you know, I'd feel so bad about it and blah, blah, blah. And honestly, I don't think I would. Like, because my thinking is, if you've put me in a position where it was you or me, well,
right.
I think I'm just be more happy it wasn't me. Like, that's my goal, is to come out on top, right? So I didn't put us in this situation. You did. So why the fuck would I lose sleep over your dumbass decision?
Right. I completely agree with you there that, you know, if it's you or them and they're trying to do this thing, then, you know, fucking don't lose any sleep about it. I completely agree in those situations. Even if somebody's trying to rob you or just doing something incredibly dangerous or stupid and they end up, you know, you end up surviving, but it causes them to die. It's like, they're on them. That's their fault. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
One thing that I don't like, though, a lot of the times is people in the outside of whatever that situation is looking in and really demanding, you know, murder and blood and justice. Oh, we should kill him. Well, that fucker, he did this, whatever this thing was. And because it feels more like they're doing that for their own pleasure.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's that whole mob thing. They're riled up and they have that. They want to feel like they're the good guy and they get to feel good hurting somebody. And oh boy, people fucking really like to jump on that bandwagon. You know, it's they make that list of, you know, okay, if you do this, this, or this, then you're evil and we're allowed to hurt you. And boy, we're going to feel good doing it. When I understand that, you know, maybe those people have to die that did these terrible things, but you shouldn't feel good about it. It should be a bad feelings all around, but a necessary evil to take them out.
I think at that point, it depends on on what they did. For example, like, and again, I'm fairly confident I'm not a good person. Mm-hmm. So if someone were to hurt my family, mm-hmm. you don't even have to, like, they didn't even have to kill my family. I'm going to go out of my way to destroy every aspect of their life that I can. And if the only thing I can do is to kill them in that moment, then I would do it. And it wouldn't mm-hmm. matter. It wouldn't matter if they were like, oh, it doesn't matter. I promise I'm going to leave your family alone. I can't trust that. You gotta go. You've already crossed that boundary to me, which is so sacred. I would actually physically get pleasure out of hurting somebody who hurt my family. I know that signals that there's something wrong with me, like mentally, but that's just how I feel. Like, that's just how I feel about my family. Like, there's nothing more sacred than touching someone's family. And right. for me, like, at that point, morals go out the window, everything goes out the window, and the only focus I would have is destroying whoever attempted to or did.
Mm. Because you want them gone so they could never repeat their actions.
Right. And that's right? also why, like, if someone were to break in my house, I'm not calling the cops. Like, I will. But it's not to have you arrested. If you get arrested, then that's God or the universe or something looking out for you, that I didn't take your life from that, like, that I didn't get to you before they did. Because right. I will call the cops, but
after the situation's been resolved.
No, I'll call it before. Like, I'll give you fair chance. And I would even announce it in the room. Like, because if someone breaks into my house in the middle of the night, I'll be like, hey, call the cops. Let's see who gets to them first. But I don't know. And that's kind of where, like, I've always struggled with whether I would be, like, a good person or bad. I never really saw myself as, like, an evil person. But I never really mm-hmm. saw myself as a good person either. So I don't really know where I land there.
Yeah, no, from what you're saying, it makes sense that if people hurt the people that you love, it doesn't have to be even kill or anything like that, just hurt them, that you want to make sure those people never do it again. But, yeah. And there's a sense of pleasure to be had because you're protecting. And I get that. But as long as that sense of pleasure isn't more than how you feel just having your family be safe.
True.
Right? If you find more pleasure in hurting people that have hurt you than just not being hurt, then I feel like there's something slightly wrong there. And if it's personal, this person did this thing to you and you are your family and is very personal, I can understand a whole range of emotions and feelings, very complex, that we don't want to really get into. What I dislike more is then other people outside of that jumping in on the bandwagon and riding that righteous eye, like, oh yeah, that guy, he did something wrong. Everybody fucking get him. Yeah. You know, there's yeah. in small doses, that's fine. Have people, you know, supporting you and supporting your justice, I can understand. But when all of the focus is on just hurting that other person and making the crowd fucking feel good rather than helping the people that were injured, then, you know, it's like, where's your priorities exactly? Because you hear that all the time, like, oh, there was this rapist or murderer, blah, 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 and everybody riles up and kill that motherfucker, fry him, fucking inject him, cut off his head, and then fry him. Yeah! And it's like, oh, cool, how about we help the person he raped? I ain't got time for that. I'm too busy watching this guy get hanged. that thing, you know, like,
yeah, mob mentality.
Yeah, the mob mentality. We should spend just as much effort helping people than punishing people.
I do agree with that too.
This is a personal pet peeve of mine, is everybody loves to get their own righteous boners.
Yeah. That was one of my favorite things that I learned when I was going through law enforcement training, is they're like, yeah, and sometimes when you, like, if you're ever arresting somebody or whatever, sometimes you'll have other officers or civilians come up if you're fighting somebody and they'll try to help you. And you're not supposed to let them because A, they can get hurt, and B, they might, like, they're not, they might, you don't know what their intentions are. Like, they just might want to hurt somebody. They might just want to, like you're saying, like, oh, fuck that person up because they're doing something wrong.
Right.
So it's funny when you see, like, videos of, like, there's a cop trying to arrest a guy, and then civilians come up and start beating up the guy, too, and then the cop tackles that person down, and now there's two cops arresting these two people, and he's like, I was just helping you!
Right. He was the dickhead.
Yeah. It's like, yes and no.
Yeah.
I don't know. But yeah, no, I don't like mob mentality, because it can work just as quickly as it can work in your favor, it can work against you also.
Right. Especially, you know, given the fact that a lot of the times you don't have the full information readily at hand. You're just going off of feeling and emotion.
Mm-hmm.
And that can be, feelings and emotions can make for a very dangerous combination.
Oh, yeah. Good old feelings and emotions. Gotta right? love them.
By the way, if I had two penises, that would be their names. This one's feelings and this one's emotions.
I'm giving bitches the feels.
Yeah. After all, afterwards, emotions finishes them off.
Just when they think they're deep in the feels.
Yeah.
Here comes the emotions.
Sneaking up from the behind. Oh, Lord. Feelings is what gets them to bed. Emotions is what keeps them there. Okay, sorry. No, never mind. Keep going. What?
You'd be like a reverse Tails.
Oh, God. Reverse. If I could fly with them, too. Oh.
That brings the new meaning to helicopter dick.
Right. Be collecting a whole different set of rings.
Oh, God. Can you imagine the sound that would make?
Oh, God. What would your balls be doing in that situation?
I can only imagine some type of sticky, sloppy sounds.
Right? Because there would be all that, like, the wind turbulence and draft and everything, so your balls would be flying around all willy-nilly. And if it's especially hot, have them, like, get caught up in the dick blades. Can you imagine flying around like that with your dicks out on a hot day, and then your balls fly up to it and get tangled in there. Mayday, going down. Oh,
shit. Be a bad point. Way to go.
Yeah, at that point, don't save me. Just let me go.
It hurts enough when your balls get flicked. I can't imagine the speed of your dick just smacking into them. Oh,
yeah, because, oh, you know, you've seen the, like, instances where, like, a chainsaw gets, like, caught up in fabric or anything, and it makes that, like, and it just, like, de-revs super fast, and it's, like, grinding, pulling motion.
Oh, yes.
That's what I imagine what your balls flying into your dick-a-copter would be like.
Your dick-copter.
Really sudden deceleration.
Your copter-chopter.
Yeah, copter-chopter.
Helicopter. Yeah. We had to patent these names.
See, and another thing I would like to be able to do would be to go back in time to see the first point in history where an idea like that had come into being, right? Because you know, like, the dick copter thing, the dick helicopter thing, that's been around for a long time. Even before helicopters, dudes were helicoptering their dick around. I wonder if they're, like, the name for that, like, oh, we didn't call it helicopter dicking, we called it gyro dicking or whatever. I want to see when was, like, who in the world was the first person to, like, draw that, to write that down, to fucking etch that in stone, a dude helicoptering their dick around. Where in the humanity's history was that the first?
That's an interesting thing that I've never thought to research at all. So, penis size, was that, like, is that obviously evolutionary, but is that, like, the different sizes, like, was everybody at one point, like, all guys just the same size at one point, and then one day just, bam, one guy's, like, helicopter dick, or, like, how did that work?
I know a little bit about that. I know that primates and stuff have actually really small dicks.
Yeah.
Right? Because they do it fucking doggy style.
Right.
Right? And it was like love had developed when fucking we started fucking face to face and our genitalia move into different positions. So maybe because of the changing in position, the bigger dick you had, the better chance you had of having kids, right? And so there was sort of an evolutionary trait going on there. And there was like points in classical Greek history and Roman history where having a big dick was thought to be, oh, you're just some sort of savage. And having a smaller dick was more, you know, you're sophisticated. I'd be one savage ass motherfucker back in the day, by the way. But besides the point. Humble brag. But so it's this weird thing like, oh, so we evolved from primates who had smaller Johnsons to more savage people with big Johnsons and back down to small Johnson civilized to peoples. I don't know.
But yeah, that's an interesting point. So I wonder if the reason, so obviously the reason they were considered savage is because they were different. So I think that's starting to mark like where everybody was like, oh shit, there's like an evolutionary difference in penis size now. Everybody else is like, oh, well, mine is normal. There must be something wrong with you because it's, you know, that big. Mm. Huh. That's not what your wife said, though.
The mine is normal. God, that basically explains human history. No, son. Mine is normal. You're weird. The food you eat? No. Shit I eat is normal. Shit you eat is weird. The God you like? Fucking weird. God I like? Normal.
Exactly.
Human history.
That's interesting to think about, though.
Right? Yeah.
Is there something wrong with us that we always end up on dick somehow?
No, it just says a lot about us as people.
And me as people?
Yeah, I know. I'll go get the rainbow badge. But I feel like I have, yeah. Dick is important.
I don't know, man. If Ryan Reynolds came at me, I'm not sure what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna have to have some deep philosophical questions and conversations with my soul. You know what I mean?
Well, I kind of get you. Like, Ryan Reynolds is a very handsome man. I would definitely want to look like Ryan Reynolds. I'd love to have his physique, body, face, voice, career, wife, all his everything. But if we came up to me and be like, hey, you want to go two-man this girl? I'd be like, hell yeah. Because being around Ryan Reynolds wouldn't kill my boner. You know what I mean? But being specifically with him, it's just like nice body, but I like tits and vagina, man.
I think he would talk his way to it, kind of like he did with Peter on Family Guy. You see that episode?
Like Bill Clinton?
No. They actually had Ryan Reynolds in an episode of Family Guy, and he kept coming on to Peter. And finally, Peter's like, yeah, I'm sorry, I'm not gay. And he goes, whoa, what? Oh, no, I'm not gay. He goes, well, you keep trying to do these things. He goes, no, I like women. I just don't understand why we can't do the same things that we do with women with each other. And then he's like, I'm just thinking, like, I like your energy. And I was just thinking maybe my energy could go up inside of your energy.
I don't know. If I ever had to be with a dude, it'd have to be with a more woman looking dude.
So Neil Patrick Harris, does he do it for you?
No, it's got to be more trappy.
Ooh,
more trappy.
Ooh, maybe Tom Hiddleston.
Who's a trappy looking dude?
I don't fucking know, dude.
Famous trap dudes, not famous rap dudes. No, it's all famous rap dudes. Famous girly men.
It's probably going to be a lot of... I can't think of anybody.
He's all looking kind of like dudes.
They're all looking kind of like what?
All kind of looking like dudes. Oh, I know. Some of those Korean fellas and them fucking pop bands and everything.
I was going to say it's probably going to be an Asian guy.
Yeah. They got the face for it.
But you also have a thing for Asian people, so.
Oh, that's true. I won't deny that.
Well, I mean, there is that. An Asian Ryan Reynolds comes at you.
Well, yeah, an Asian Ryan Reynolds, maybe. But no, even Ryan Reynolds is a masculine type of guy, right?
Yeah.
He's got the firm jawline, the stubbles and all that. I don't know.
I'm sure.
There's got to be some dude. Famous
Heath,
dude.
Heath Ledger.
Guy.
The Joker.
Looks like a girl.
I'm curious what the FBI agents watching your computer are thinking about your searches.
Yeah.
The fuck is he trying to look up? It's like the fourth time today. Jesus.
Oh, well, this is an Asian person. That I could do.
I like how right now you're just looking at pictures of Asian guys. Like, yeah, I could do him.
Yeah, I could manage. Like a lot of the stuff they're showing on here are just like the app things where they like gender swap famous people.
Mm.
I was like, of course I'd do the gender swap version of.
I was gonna say, because you gotta be like, if it's a dude, you're gonna have to do the reach around, bud.
Yeah.
Just imagine it's your own.
It would never be big enough, especially if it's a Korean guy.
Or to your horror, it is bigger.
Oh Lord.
And you're next.
Time to use my dickocopter and escape out of here.
But theirs is bigger and faster, so they don't even need to just throw theirs out and knock you out of the sky.
Oh God, he has air-to-ground cock missiles. Or ground-to-air cock missiles or whatever.
It'll be like, oh God, like Ray and Ray in a Scary Movie.
Yeah. I still love that. Uncle Ray Ray's got a game.
Wait, what are you doing?
God, that movie is great. You should watch that again.
Yeah, it stopped being great once they got rid of the Wayans brothers, though.
Yeah, well, of course. I forget. What scary movie are they on now?
I stopped paying attention after, like, 3, because by 3, they got rid of the Wayans brothers. Got Charlie Sheen.
Yeah, I think Scary Movie 3 was the last one that I saw. If that's the Charlie Sheen one and the alien, the aliens pee out of their fingers and everything.
Yeah, I think it went up to 4. But I don't know, because the humor was different. Like, it was only like Sean and Marlon Wayans made those movies funny.
Yeah. I mean, there was, I don't know why, in 4, it has one of my favorite little small jokes in it. God, who was the black guy? There was a black guy in the movie with shorter, little chubby, had dreadlocks. God, what the hell is his name? He's famous. He's in a bunch of other movies as well. What is that dude's name?
It's not Terry Crews, right?
No, not Terry Crews. You know who I'm talking about? And it was in the Scary Movie 3. Dude, am I going to have to Google search Scary Movie 3 Black Guy?
I don't remember the cast of Scary. What other movie was he in?
One second.
I might be able to help then.
Oh, they have the picture, but why aren't they giving me his name? IMDb. What is God fucking Jesus? Anthony Anderson.
I don't know who the fuck that is.
I'm sure you do.
I probably do. I just don't know his name.
Anthony Anderson, IMDb. Let's see whatever shit he was in. The Departed, Kangaroo Jack, Transformers. Yeah, he was in Transformers.
Oh shit! Yes, yeah, Kangaroo Jack. He has his new show, Blackish, now. Oh,
okay. Yeah. Okay, they're around here. So, My favorite scene is actually with him when the aliens are coming down or whatever, and he's like getting ready for the fight. He grabs a shovel, right, and he's walking with the shovel. And he, like, does the shotgun, like, with the shovel, and a shell flies out and everything as he's getting ready. I don't know why, but that shit was, like, the funniest thing in the entire movie, is him just walk up, the shovel, with a shovel. Fucking kills me, even to this day.
He also had the line of, something about when you wake up dead. Man, how you gonna wake up dead? Because you was alive when you went to sleep, fool!
Wake up dead. Oh, yeah, that,
his logic was flawless.
What else was the other one that recently was, or not recently, but was like on Vine or TikTok years ago, where the dude was like, "How if you get your arm cut off, does it hurt?"
Oh, I don't even know that one.
And because the dude was like, "Yeah, of course it's gonna hurt, but where's it gonna hurt? It's gonna hurt your arm. Your arm's cut off. How can you hurt if you can't feel if your arm's off?" It's like, the guy was like, "Oh shit." can't hurt because the arm's already gone.
Oh God.
Yeah, shit was funny. Oh, okay. Well, I think we've gone quite a distance for today's episode.
Indeed.
So we're gonna call it here. This has been Zippy and the Zapper. Thanks for listening.
Oh, you should have been this is Feels and Emotion.
Yeah, this is Feels and Emotion. Until next time, watch your back.
And your teeth.
Oh. Okay. Bye. Love you. Bye, guys.